Sorry about that. Are you listening?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened.
Me neither.
Did you have breakfast yet?
Yeah, I just had a couple of coffee. I really don't have an appetite in the mornings.
You're like me then. All right, so if it's good with you, we'll close on, hang on. Because I got closing in, so unfortunately. On April 11th, if that works.
Yeah, that's good.
And then is it just in your name?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay. You drink decaf or caffeinated coffee?
Decal.
I can't have caffeine either.
You're right.
Makes me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to be drinking it at all. I really ain't supposed to have no sugar or nothing.
No. I like it. I like it just black.
God.
No?
How you drink that?
I can't have sugar.
You gotta do what you gotta do, don't you?
Yeah. It's not the best, but it works. You know, and it's...
I feel you.
You get used to it.
Yeah. Like at first, I was like, oh my God, ain't no way in the world I could drink diet sodas.
Do you drink soda?
So now I drink diet sodas, only diet sodas.
What's your favorite diet soda?
Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Yeah.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I like that too. That's my second choice.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. I had to stop drinking it though because I was drinking so much diet soda a day, I was getting kidney stones, so.
Oh, my God.
I know, and it hurts like heck, I tell you, it really does.
What you need?
What's that?
Hold on one moment. That's how your plug look? Mm-hmm. Well, you had that plug in there a long, long time, man. That's the only plug like that?
All of them.
Oh, shit. Okay, where were we?
What's your email address?
Miss Marie.
MSMARIE.
MISSMARIE. Dot Ella.
Dot gov.
Dot Ella 75.
How do you spell Ella?
ELLA.
Miss Marie dot Ella
75 hotmail.com.
And your brother wants to rent it from us still, right?
My brother wants to what?
He still wants to stay in there?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
You know, for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Marie. Go ahead and check your email.
All right, hold up 1 minute. ain't got it yet.
It should be from, first name is Forrest.
Oh. What? This says 95-91 Western Mills Road.
I'm sorry, 95-91 Western Mill Road.
That's not the property I'm selling to you.
I wrote the address. Can you give me the right address? I apologize, it's not the one that I meant to say.
It's 1033 Mining Drive.
I don't know how I got that computer. I don't know why it's not showing up here. M-I-N.
Yeah, M-A-N-N-I-N-G.
That's right, Falmouth, right?
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Glad you caught that. Sorry, I'm gonna fix it real quick. Can you confirm the zip code?
Excuse me?
Can you confirm the zip code?
23886, I think.
I think it's 23887. Does that sound right?
Yeah, 887, yeah. You're correct.
And then Black Acre Hypothetical LLC?
Correct.
Is that your business?
No. That's okay. I purchased it from in the past.
Okay. Thanks for being patient with me.
You're welcome.
I don't get that often, I'll be honest with you.
Well, when you want something done and you want it done right.
Well, not everybody has the patience.
You sound very young. How old are you?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think I sound?
You sound like you could be like 27. You got a very young sounding voice.
Well, I appreciate it. I am not that young. I am 35.
Oh, that's young.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'd ask your age, but that's not very gentlemanlike.
Yeah.
All right. It's coming your way now. I apologize. Thanks for catching me.
You're welcome.
and you can check it. Refreshes. Bree?
I'm still here.
Okay. Did you, if you want to refresh it, you should have it. Simple. Buying it and as is. Please don't touch anything. I know you want to fix it up.
They're saying that what's this here?
You have to click start signing. That way you can review the document.
Yeah, I did that. So when I click on it, it says I have to accept the knowledge acceptance.
Yeah, that's just acknowledging that it's electronic.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, let me see what you got. Here, I would have to give you $100.
No, that's where I paid $100. That's for earnest money, as in a good faith deposit. Meaning, once you sign this, I'll send the settlement agent $100. That way, it's just a good faith deposit.
I don't think I can focus well on the reading.
Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions so far. I haven't even gotten halfway of the letter. I can't focus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Miss Moody, all it says is we're buying it for $25,000 in as-is condition, and we'll close on it in 45 days or sooner. We buy about 30 houses a month, so this is really nothing but a layup for us.
Why y'all buy so many houses a month?
Well, that's just the nature of the game.
Oh, okay. I don't see in here where it says my brother would still be able to stay back there.
As long as he's paying rent, he's going to be able to stay there.
But I have to have it in writing.
And can you remind me how much he's paying again?
Sometimes he'll pay $200, and sometimes I don't have. He don't pay anything because he don't get much money.
Right. Well, if I'm going to pay $25,000 for a property, which I, you know, realistically, Ms. Moody, I don't really need, and I'm overpaying for it, to be honest with you. You know, he has to pay. You know, if he doesn't, then he's going to, you know, at the end of the day, I'm paying. It's coming out of my pocket.
I understand it, that part. Yes. Of
yeah.
Course. I know.
So, you know.
But I just. Like we agreed that you will give me something in writing. You can let him stay there and he still pay rent, or you however you want to do. You give him some time to stay, then leave, whatever you want to do. But I need it in writing, like we agreed to. That is that. Didn't we agree to that?
My only concern is, what if he doesn't pay?
Oh, he's going to pay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's easy to say. I understand, like, you know, that's just the logic of it. But what if he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't pay, then he can't stay back there.
Okay.
Just simple terminology. If he don't pay you rent to stay back there, then he has to leave. You can't stay nowhere for free. I don't have it anymore, so it's out of my control. You can't stay nowhere for free now.
All right.
So, no, I don't deal business like that.
Okay. I'll fix it. I'll resend it to you. Give me a few minutes, though, because I do have a call coming in. So let me just, I'll give you a call right back. I didn't think it would take this long, but do you mind if I call you right back? I have to take this call.
That's fine.
Okay, I'll call you back.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.